Good morning, 6:34 a.m. on September the 8th, 2013. It's Sunday morning. Sunday. Put this in my pocket. And make mic noise, hang on. Hope that wasn't too much mic noise. So, Sunday. Yesterday was an okay day. It started out kind of bleh. Pretty much stayed bleh.
1.0 miles in 16:22.
Yeah, 16:20.
16:21 per mile.
Not shabby. I didn't push very hard this morning, and I stopped to talk to people. The lady with the old collie was out this morning. We were comparing sunrises. She knows I take a sunrise picture every day. And apparently after I had gone by the other morning, the light was substantively different and quite lovely. But I've been looking over the last couple of weeks, the last few days, and some really spectacular photographs there. So I'm not too upset about missing one. So I've been working on edits still, half share. Worked a little bit on full share this morning. I got a bunch of typo reports in. So we got some of that taken care of. I got some quarter share stuff that has to go in. Today's Sunday. I have to start doing that today so that I'll get it ready. I have to do the price change on Friday for quarter share and drop it to 99 cents because it'll take it a while to promulgate through the systems. So they need to be ready by Sunday. I wonder if I should do it Thursday night just to be sure. And then I've got the big book bub ad on Sunday, and then follow-up ads from some of the other places on Monday. And Breakers made it to number 16 on Amazon. Ed's book, Ed Robertson. I know him as Ed. He writes thrillers, and he's had a big promo push going for a three-book set, and it went to number 16 on Amazon overnight. It's still like number 20 on all of Amazon. That's huge. I'm so pleased for him. I'm always pleased for people that I know when they make it up there to the top. Anywhere in the top 100 is good. The top 20 is excellent. That's a lot of books. I know making it into 250 is like 20, 30 books an hour. Making it into the top 100 has to be 100 books an hour. Wow. So yeah, that's awesome. I'm very pleased for him, other than it's 99 cents, but still. If you're selling 99 books an hour, is that $300? Well, three an hour would be a buck. Nine an hour would be $3. 99 an hour would be $30 an hour. It's not as good as I thought, but still, I wouldn't sniff at $90 an hour. Particularly, 24 hours a day for a couple of weeks, that would be cool. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I gotta get quarter share in shape. I gotta finish half share. I still haven't gotten through it. There's so many changes that it's going to be, what I really need to do is set it aside for now and get quarter share in shape so that when the ebooks get ready to go out, the paperbacks will also get an upgrade with the corrected files. And then I'll probably enroll it in the Match program as well. So if you buy the paperback, you'll get a free copy of the ebook if you want it. I don't know, the jury's still out on that program. I'll have to wait and see what it looks like. That's something I've been thinking about for a while, so it was good timing. Well, that's interesting. There's stuff standing beside the road down here. I wonder what that is. Something that fell off a truck, apparently. Oh no, it's a shopping cart. Somebody steal a shopping cart from Safeway? TJ Maxx. I think it's one of those automatic lock-in ones. If you take them too far away from the parking lot, they lock up. It has the little wheel hub on it that looks, made me think that. Anyway, let's see. Go heading east. It's a gorgeous morning. It's not hot, terribly hot. It's 62, somewhat less than it has been the last few days. Yesterday got up to 94. We're expecting another mid-90s day today, and the sprinkler guys are coming tomorrow to straighten out the sprinklers once and for all. So that'll be cool. I'm hungry this morning. Oh gosh, I'm so hungry. Marco Polo. been up for a couple of hours, but I didn't want to run the microwave and nuke my morning burrito until my wife woke up. She was up when I left, so I can go home and make some breakfast. And I think today may be a sleepy day. At least I'm not feeling quite as dejected this morning as I was yesterday. That was pretty disappointing. It's pretty obnoxious, I think is the right word. Just my heart wasn't in really doing anything yesterday. It was kind of still tied up in Ann Crispin passing on, and still having trouble with Ryden. They're still selling the books. They haven't paid me any royalties since that last check, which was not supposed to be the last check. It was supposed to be a settlement check following that. And perhaps they're just waiting for me to finish putting my paperbacks up so they can take theirs down. They did take down the ebooks as soon as my ebooks went up. I'm still having trouble getting Amazon to link my ebooks to QuarterShare. Tedious. That's what they were doing. One of the neighbor houses here has had some big stacks of building materials. And on the way by in the morning, I never looked over my shoulder in the other direction. They built an addition onto their house. I saw the piles were gone. I was like, wait a minute, where'd that... There they are, all stacked up. Morning light is just, it's just gorgeous. I love the clarity of it. And it's quiet this morning. It's Sunday, so people are sleeping in. They're being a little more quiet. The church crowd will start rummaging around here shortly. I don't know when services start. I think there's an early service at like 8. You know, there's one at 10. Today's the day. If you go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store at 10 o'clock. Because everybody's in church. There's nobody in the grocery store. This is particularly true on Sundays where there is a Broncos game. Because there's a lot of Broncos fans here. I haven't followed football really since we left Buffalo. It's not something I've paid a lot of attention to. the Galactic Football League exception. But they don't have like a regular schedule that I have to watch, so it's okay. I think somebody should probably do a podcast of the GFL season. Pick a different pair of teams every week. Do the play-by-play. That would be so cool. Because he's got rosters for pretty much every team going. And each year, and he knows how the playoffs went, and he knows how the season went. So it's just a question of making up the story of the game that matches the end score, really. Krakens versus the Orbiting Death. I'm trying to think of some of the other teams. I'm drawing a complete blank. Ah, well. It's not like it really matters. Let's see. That's a float plane. A float plane flying over the desert. I wonder where it must be heading for a lake somewhere in Wyoming. So what do you think, Endomondo? How did I do on the second mile? Give me a clue. No?
2.0 miles in 33 minutes 38 seconds. Lap pace, 17 minutes 25 seconds per mile.
Well, 17 and a half on the backside, not too bad. Not too bad. So another day, 40 odd in a row. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk.